solstice. Gather round the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
If you're a new listener, don't start here. It'll be a real head-scratcher rather than a knee-slapper. If you're a longtime fan, please enjoy this unique twist of the show where every witch moves one chair and one personality to the left. And now, the man witch, Shelley, the bad witch, Daryl, and the good witch, Lisa.
Hi, welcome to Good Witch, Bad Witch, where everything is flip-floppy.
Flop, flip.
Yeah, so we are your Good Witch, Bad Witch crew with the Good Witch, Shelley Majors, Hidley Ho, and then we have the Bad Witch, Lisa Brown.
How you doing?
And our Man Witch, Daryl Brown.
Hey, Debbie.
So today we are going to just give ourselves a little accolades.
Yeah, we're going to have a little fun.
Yeah, and stuff. We're just going to do it. We're going to do it. Yeah. So
we're going to have an hour of... I don't talk like that.
Oh, but you do. Oh, you two, let's try and keep it together, okay?
Okay. Yeah. So what we're going to do is talk about things we like about ourselves. Would you like me to go first, or would somebody else like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Man, would you go first?
I will. So I was mowing the lawn today, and I seen it was a hive of wasp bees, and they were each about 13 pounds or so, and then they chased me for about 6 miles, and then they all just dropped dead in a pile on the ground, and I saw them on the sidewalk, and all the neighbors came out, and they were like, did you fucking see that shit? And I was like, I know, they were chasing me like Scooby-Doo into the quicksand, and I'm good at mowing the lawn.
That's one of the things you like about yourself?
I'm good at mowing the lawn.
Perfect. The man witch and is fast, and he's a good lawnmower.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I also tell good stories when I'm being attacked by stinged insects.
I like the fact that he had time to tell the story.
Yes.
Yeah. He could have been dead.
That's right. I'm still picking stingers out of my hiney.
Hiney, nice. Ho.
That's right. That's what gosh. I like about myself. I also like that I am a good caretaker of turtles.
Mm-hmm.
I took my turtle to the vet, Amy, and she's doing really good. She's eating a chicken. A whole chicken off of the spit.
She ate that mother plucker, huh?
She killed it. She killed it. She plucked it. She put it on a spit, and she put it on a rotisserie inside of the tank.
I wonder what she was doing.
Yes, and then she's got a lot of energy now. It's like she's raging in the cage.
You know, you don't even know. The man was, though, when our dog was sick, he didn't help me with the dog.
No.
You know, but this turtle has been nothing but his life for the last 15 years. And believe me, I know because I have to listen to him every morning come down. Oh, hello, Amy, you're so pretty. Hello, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't ever give me the accolades like, oh, hi, Lisa, you're so pretty. Good morning. No, he talks to that goddamn turtle like she's in his love of his life.
Shut up. I don't know. Is that an okay response?
I think that is great. I'm just going to say a few things that I like about myself as the good witch.
You go.
Yeah, well, I think that this should be said for me and Mephella and stuff, that we both like this stuff about me and stuff, but mostly me. I like my sunny disposition. Mm-hmm. I'm always happy and stuff. Even when I'm not being happy, I just try to keep a good smile on my face.
Sunny day!
Well, as long as we've known each other, you've always had that demeanor.
Yes,
very nice.
And the ability to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I feel like I always...
You're a forgiver.
Yes, very much so. Just, well, not even forgiving, but like if somebody says something bad about someone, I come up with a good things about them.
Right.
And I think that's a good attribute to have.
Nice.
I also have the ability to bounce back and shake it off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, just, yeah, completely and
shake
totally.
Shake it off. Shake it off. You're like Swiftie.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Way
just
to go,
like
man. Which
is the
way
time.
To call her out on that one.
Yeah. And so those, I think, would be the three things that are probably the best about me.
That's nice.
Mm. I think I am a very, very hard worker.
You are.
I work very hard, And
you work hard for the money.
I do. You know it, man. And I bring that money home and I fry it up in a pan for you, big fella.
You fry up your money in a pan. We need that for bills.
Yeah. Oh, but I am.
You don't even cook.
My love. Well, the man wish will tell you that.
Yeah, I know.
But my love for animals is like none higher.
Yeah.
I love animals so much, and there's not an animal that I don't love except birds. Birds freak me the fuck out.
Yeah.
They do. I see a bird. I mean, especially dead birds.
Why?
I hate dead. I don't know.
Why do you think that is?
They just freak me out.
Oh.
Yeah. Exactly.
They really do. And I got to tell you about my wife, the bad witch. Mm-hmm. She is something else. But she is lucky with the dead bird thing, because every time I see one, I fry it up in a pan, because I'm a great cook.
Yeah.
I'm an excellent cook. I'm a creative cook, a resourceful cook, and a delicious cook.
Yeah.
I like to grill. I like to do things outside. And I also like to watch sports with my wife.
Mm.
My wife, the bad witch. I like it a lot.
What would you do if there was a dead bird in your yard?
I'm no ornithologist. Sorry, that was an inside joke.
Was that O.J. Simpson?
I'm not an ornithologist. But I would dispose of it.
You would? Or you would just put a bucket over it?
No.
Hey, the man witch. Yeah?
Good witch, how do you know that my husband just put a damn bucket over a bird, and it's been back in the backyard like that for the last 6 to 8 months? And I also tell you something else. Today, though, he did the most noble thing.
Oh, he's so noble.
I just like how much she defends you.
I do defend my man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, what was that noble thing he did?
My husband today stayed home. Uh-huh. He was going to go to the dentist with me because he knew that I was going to get some teeth worked on. Uh-huh. But he stayed home.
Uh-huh.
And he cleaned up the backyard. Uh-huh. We had this bag of pine needles in our backyard for 2 years. And he cleaned that up today.
Oh, so
I am good at that.
You are. And so
I love my
cleaning
man,
up the pine needles after 2 years means the dead bird bucket will be done in about another year and a half.
Can we call a recess?
I'll get you there.
See, that's my man. He will always get me there.
Oh, that is amazing. Well, I think I
make really good stuffed peppers.
That's for sure. I've had your stuffed peppers, and I think they are amazing.
Thank you.
I'll stuff your pepper. I mean, to my wife, not the good witch, because you're not my wife. This is very confusing.
Oh, this is us. So,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shell.
Yeah.
What things? Did you already say the things you like about you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. What I like about the bad witch is she's such a good listener.
I know.
Well, we weren't finished with me yet.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. No, go ahead, please.
I love my hair.
Yeah.
Yes, I love my hair. It's beautiful.
It is.
And I get it done. And I love my grandkids. I do. I love all my grandkids. I am mm-hmm. so lucky to have all the grandkids that I do have. And I say that all the time, but I do have to tell my kids, I do love you. I do love all of you, and mm-hmm. I cherish you all, and I'm glad that I met your father, the greatest man I know, and that he brought you into all of us. Don't you agree, man witch?
I am a great dad. I'm mm-hmm. a great grandpa. And I could be a great-great-grandpa. Who knows?
Soon.
We don't know.
What could happen?
I'm too busy with my musical career right now. I'm taking over for Vince Neil.
Yeah.
You guys don't know this yet. So I'm busy with that. But really, that guy needs to hit the gym and hit some jump ropes or something, mm-hmm. or I'm going to take over. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be like,
wow, he seems like an angel. That's what attracted me to him. You know,
I sing like an angel.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you, he does. And when he's in the shower, I will stop everything just so I can listen to the man.
I'm just going
to
sit back here on my Davenport and watch both of you guys just go and just keep talking.
Bad witch wife.
Yeah.
Is that what made you fall in love with me, was my angelic voice?
Oh, God, you know it. And yes, that was one of the things, and there was so many.
And my big old personality.
I just could not take my eyes off of you. You used to bounce around the bars all bam, ba, bam, ba, bam. You were just like, what's the guy from the Tigger.
Tigger.
You were like Tigger. You just bounced everywhere.
In orange.
You cute little vixen.
Well, Bad Witch, I fell in love with you because of your angelic voice and your infinite patience and your beautiful tinkly laugh and your love of animals and children in the legal sense and your work ethic and mostly your beautiful smile.
Nice, nice. You know, I remember back in the day, though, the three of us, even before we did this, way before we did, we'd go hang out and we'd go see Shells at her job, and she worked at a gentleman's club. She wasn't a dancer, she was a server.
She was a server. Yeah.
Yes.
And well, I am a bartender.
Yeah, that's what I meant. A bartender. Yeah. And a great bartender at that. One of the best, you know. I mean, she even made a calendar one time. Mm-hmm. She was on a calendar, right?
Well, that was because I was good looking. Not
yeah, I mean, yeah, it was great.
It had nothing to do with my serving.
It was great.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but I remember back in the day when the three of us would kind of get giddy and we'd go next door to the 25 cent arcade shop.
Oh, yeah.
And we all would get in a booth together to watch little silly shows. It was fun.
Okay.
You're silly.
But you two, you drink, and I was always responsible because I'm going to be the driver.
Well, I'm in a booth with two hot redheads. What am I supposed to do?
What is happening?
Why didn't I bring a carrot?
Right. Seriously.
Or at least some disinfecting wipes.
And I was kind of like, ew, please don't touch the wall, guys. It's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is went awry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
But that never happens on this show.
No.
So. Well, I just think that was really neat. Sometimes it's good to just give ourselves some accolades and nice compliments.
Yes.
Yeah. So
and I just wanted to say
keep
thank
a clean
you.
Home.
Thank you. Thank you to the Good Witch for being my best friend and my confidant and sticking by me and my wingman for so many years and, you know, and digging my dude.
Yeah, I do. And yes, I'm very, very, I mean, yes.
That's nice.
Yeah, lovely.
I keep a clean house.
You do. Very much so.
I'm a good cook.
Yep.
Hey, Debbie.
Oh, golly
poor
gee.
Men, which is about six deep, I think, now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
My God, okay. My husband. Thank God you're spending the night tonight.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't your husband spend the night?
No, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, good witch.
Yes.
You're spending the night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
This old lush over here, I don't know when I might sweep him into bed.
Well, give me another seltzer.
That's right. We're going to watch some Firefly and Blaine tonight, ladies.
Yeah, so fun. Okay, well, then let's get back with our meats and talk about some of our favorite things.
Let's
sure.
Okay, cool.
All right, guys, it's your Bad Witch here back. We're going to have a few questions from the Good Witch over there, Miss Shelley Majors. What do you got, Shells?
So I just wanted to ask you guys some of your favorite things, and I'm going to come in too. And so we'll just go with Man Witch. What is your favorite color?
Blue. Navy blue.
Yeah, you're yes. It
yes,
is.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know what my favorite color is. Yeah, I wear quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Pretty much the only black things I wear is Good Witch stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like to wear that out and advertise for all of us, my funny girls. And then, Abs colors.
Yeah, men. True.
Yeah.
Blue. Bad Witch?
My favorite color, and everybody should know this, and you know, I've always told it, is that black. I like black and every color of black. I like light black. I like dark black. I like shiny black and sparkly black. Yeah, black is what I like.
Yeah, I don't ever sing like that, but I mean, you.
She likes her clothes like she doesn't like her coffee.
True. Or I like my I'm sorry, yes. You. So you.
Yeah.
I think my favorite color is blue as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That's good.
You should know what your favorite color is.
I do know my own.
Oh, maybe a midnight blue.
Yeah.
You guys are just twinsies a little bit sometimes.
Oh, like, why don't we get together? Waka waka. Oh,
that would be whack.
Waka waka waka. I don't even.
The Good Witch turned into Fozzie Bear. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know, Man Witch. She's out of character. Yeah.
Man Witch, what is your favorite restaurant?
Ooh, I know this. I know what I like a lot.
You do, huh?
I like El Jardin. I like it some. There are others I like more.
Yeah.
And that place is another, different.
Yeah. It might be Badwich.
Oh, my.
Your favorite restaurant.
My husband's. Favorite restaurant?
And your husband.
No, yours.
Oh, my favorite. Yes. Well, I'm not speaking for my man right now.
You can speak for your man, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I do that a lot. Mm-hmm. I do speak for him quite a bit. My favorite restaurant.
I hear ya.
This is not tense in any way.
My favorite restaurant is
How about your man?
My man's favorite is Amici's, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
okay, yeah.
But
I forgot. Yeah. That is absolutely my man. I love Italian.
It throws me off.
I love a big juicy sausage.
It throws me off.
Yes, oh, and yours, my wife, is something else.
Yeah, it's...
It's a pastry restaurant, if I remember correctly.
Oh, she likes that weird restaurant. I like the weird restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Down in North Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Highlands?
Mm-hmm.
Sassafras?
Yeah, there you go, honey.
Yes, I know my wife. I have a little brain fart right there.
Because I laugh so hard sometimes, I pass out a little bit back here.
Oh, yeah.
And then I come back, and then I forget what I was talking about. So it's okay. Okay. And, you know, I have a lot of hot flashes all the
time.
I'm
sure.
So hot.
Yeah.
Can we open this window?
Yeah, that's why we don't sleep together. She's like a radiator.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
She's like an overheating radiator.
Good witch.
Mine is Garden Grace.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
is that, I love it.
It's, really? What's your favorite thing there?
The meat.
Do they bring like a meat platter?
It's like they give you like the side of beef like they do on the Flintstones.
Nice.
Put it on your car and you just tip over on the side.
And does little Santa like that too?
Yes. He's the one who introduced me to it.
What does Brian get when he's there?
He gets meat.
He's a meat eater too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you both meet together. Yep. Great. Yeah. I like it.
I remember you told me the first time about that place, what was so great about it besides the food was the service, and it's super fancy, but you went in sweats and they made you feel like the Queen of England, but they paid your meter.
Oh, I that they that did what? Forgot about that.
They yes, paid service. Your meter.
Yeah,
meter.
The meter was made of metal, not meat. But that would have been.
Oh, wow.
Hey, good job, Good Witch.
Okay, so Man Witch, what about your favorite movie? Is
Goon.
It's a great
Goonies.
Goonies.
Well, see, it could go either way because my man does like the movie Goon, and it's about hockey players.
Yeah, right.
It's
but
great.
Goonies, he loves.
Right.
I've been practicing that, girls. Guys.
We were just hoping somebody would say Goonies.
Yeah. So, no, I tell you, my man, which he loves that movie, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never heard the Bad Witch say it by Man Witch. That's, you were good. You guys were in a honeymoon period.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all new to me.
Honey, you just quit that. Put your hand down.
Tell me what my favorite movie is, husband, wife, and
I know.
Which one do you know?
Do you know?
Boys in the Hood.
Oh,
they're always hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They come up talking that trash, they're going to pull your car.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, me and Julie used to sing that song all the time.
Yep, we did.
Back when we were younger, me and Julie used to sing that song. Mm-hmm. And we went out to California one time to see Shayla, and we were driving.
No,
it wasn't driving to see Shayla. No. We just drove to California.
Mm-hmm. To go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was with you.
Yeah. Oh, we were in your Metro.
No.
What car were we in again? Remind me.
We were in Julie's Lincoln. Was it a
The Bad Witch Lincoln? Normally has a better memory
of
this.
Yeah. It was a big car.
Like a Cadillac or something.
Yeah, big car. Not the Metro.
She doesn't know
You're doing pretty good, Bad Witch, with your own life.
She doesn't know her cars that well. I mean, I don't know my cars that well.
Well, girls usually don't.
Yeah. It's all good.
What is your favorite movie, Bad Witch?
My favorite movie is Grey's Anatomy. No, that's my show.
I've never seen an episode of...
Well, you're the good witch.
Yeah.
The bad witch.
Oh, sorry. Guys, she's never seen a show with me.
Oh, yeah. We've never watched a show.
No, I think, and I want it to be this true because, oh, God, I'm getting hot flash again.
Uh-huh.
I want it to be Titanic because we've seen it so many times together. Was that one of your favorites? I think that's one of my favorites.
Sure.
Manwich, was that one of your favorites?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Titanic, love it. Not as much as Goonies. But yeah, I love it. I love Titanic. It's romantic. We watched it many times. We went to the museum together to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we went to the Goonies
museum. It was just on last night, too. It was crazy. Gosh. And we couldn't take our eyes off it.
Yeah, but that's really sweet.
He's such a gentle man. He'll watch it with me. Yeah.
I've had a lot of Busch Lights. I forgot who you're asking about their movies now.
I forgot as well. I don't know. I don't even know what my favorite movie is.
So, what's yours?
I don't remember you ever talking this much, Bad Witch.
Oh, I remember we're supported by meth here now.
Okay. Next, Man Witch.
Wait, stop.
No.
What is the Good Witch's favorite movie?
Yeah, we were going to ask you that.
Just trying to skip over that.
Yeah, I'm not dumb.
Man Witch smart.
Yeah.
The Good Witch's favorite movie, there's just so many.
Yeah, so many.
I'm going to say Grease 2.
It's up there. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
From what I remember about you.
If you were to pick, what would you say it would be of mine?
Meet the Millers is probably number one now. Yeah,
I love that movie.
You two always talk about that.
They
crack me up because, seriously, they'll sit there and they play the character sometimes.
Oh my gosh, I like it.
Yeah, and Man Witch always does.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, we didn't ask the Bad Witch to do that we usually do in show. Could you sing the theme to Titanic, Bad Witch?
Oh, yeah. You're such a good singer.
Such a good singer.
Oh my gosh. No matter where you are, the Titanic's gonna sink anyway.
I love that version. I am so proud of my wife's voice.
I know what you should be. That was angelic.
That was angelic.
Yeah.
And accurate.
Accurate.
Oh, guys, I can go on. I can go on and on.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, next one. Man Witch, your favorite band?
Oh, Alice in Chains.
Good one.
Yeah?
Yes.
Top five?
I would say in the top five. Yes.
We love
I think it's funny that we ask questioningly about our own likes.
Yeah, well.
I like Alice in Chains.
Well, sometimes we know ourselves better than other people.
That's right.
But we know other people better than ourselves.
I love them.
It's just a metaphor, isn't it?
Yep. Lane Stanley, he's my turtle's namesake.
Yes.
When she was a dude.
Yeah, and then she became a girl, and now she's Amy.
I'm the world's first trans turtle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's cool,
It is cool. Because she gets to be herself.
Bad Witch, your favorite band?
Well, can I pick two?
Sure.
I love Avenged Sevenfold. Mm-hmm. Love Avenged Sevenfold. But if I love Melissa Etheridge and Sarah McLachlan, they're kind of a tie.
Those are more singers than bands, though.
But I consider Melissa Etheridge a band because she has other people playing with her.
Well, so does every singer.
They play guitars. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved, back in the day, I loved me some Van Halen.
When you were in high school.
The Sammy Hagar era. I liked it. It was good. I liked it.
Can you sway back and forth so the Bad Witch looks a little like Rain Man? I love me some Van Halen. I did. I love me some Van Halen.
Oh, you guys.
That's just crazy.
Man, would you believe?
No, those were good picks.
Yeah. My favorite.
What about you?
Oh, Styx.
Good Witch. Oh.
I heard you talk about them that one time.
Yeah.
Or maybe
for that pre show you went to?
The Eagles. No,
you know who?
Me?
Witch hates the Eagles!
You know what's so funny?
That was a joke!
Oh, God.
You know what's so funny?
Get a sense of humor.
I was talking to Little Santa the other day, the Little River Band.
The Witch likes Little River, doesn't she?
Yes, love him. My God. Take it easy on me, guys.
They play that little jukeboxy thing, and he always goes up. He'll do that.
Any kind of yacht rock, really.
He likes to play
that. Really?
Yacht rock, yeah.
And the Pearl Jam, I heard.
And the Pearl Jam and Duran Duran.
You discovered Pearl Jam, didn't you?
If it wasn't for you, I'm sure my husband would have never listened to Pearl Jam.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
You were there at the beginning.
Right. How about your favorite book, Man Witch?
Oh, my favorite book is Dirt by Motley Crue.
Because it's the only one you read?
In recent times.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been very busy with other things.
Yeah.
I'm a very good cook.
Yeah.
I am.
You are. I know.
I am.
I've eaten your food.
But I just come up with my own recipes. I could write a book about cooking.
Yeah. And turtles.
And turtles.
Yeah. How about you, Bad Witch?
Angela's Ashes.
Good one. Oh, that was a good one.
That's funny.
It's not as funny as you would think.
What's it about?
It would be.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it's the great about, Irish family.
You know, they take Angela's ashes.
Who's and, Angela?
Angela was, you know, this, this cute gal.
Yeah. Why?
She passed away.
Oh.
And they had to take her ashes. And spread them.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the whole book about it.
In Ireland, yeah.
Uh-huh. In Ireland.
Yeah. And then my other is the boy in the pajamas.
What?
I love that one.
I didn't know that, honey.
Well, honey, you know, I don't let you know everything about me.
Tell me about the boy in the pajamas.
I'd like to know about that one, too.
Well, He accidentally got caught up in a Hitler camp.
Okay, this is a movie, not a book.
Well, it read like a book when I watched it. You know, quit teasing me, Shell. You've always been that one-upper. But February, can you spell it? Yeah.
Capital F.
Yeah, okay, well.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. The boy in the pajamas.
The boy in the pajamas.
It sounds like you are really into depressing books, Bad Witch.
She is, and that's why, I mean, she is. I talk to myself in second person, and that's why I'm on so many pills.
Oh. God.
You didn't know that, friend. I'm sorry. Shh. Oh, well, that's not for the listeners. Can we take that out, Paul?
Did you guys ever see on Wheel of Fortune, and it looked like it was going to be something, and the guy goes, a group of bill pushers, and it was supposed to be a group of well-wishers, and that's what that reminds me of. Oh. Lisa doesn't do drugs, everybody.
Mm-hmm. And the man which loves, he loves watching his Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, sure. I sure do.
If it's not the Family Feud, it's the Wheel of Fortune.
I know.
Absolutely. Yep. What was my favorite Family Feud host, I wonder? Steve Harvey.
Yeah, he's the newest guy.
Or
you know,
Richard
Dawson. You know
Richard
who was
Dawson.
Really pervy was the Richard Dawson guy.
He liked to kiss everyone.
He did.
Okay. He liked the kissing.
I went off course.
He couldn't have done it during COVID.
I do know my favorite book. I think it's called The Watcher, The Watchers.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
about the guy that makes watches?
No, that's... Oh. No.
It's set in Switzerland.
Yes. Tick-tock, tick-tock. And it's about a talking dog.
Oh.
Ish.
Good Witch. That sounds so fascinating.
Yeah, it's. I've read it a very lot of times, and then he's like, "I love you," or something like that. I don't really remember the whole thing. It's something like with the, like, I'm not sure.
Wow,
that sounds really good. I am gonna get that on my Kindle.
I want that one on audiobook.
I can't read. It's something set in the future.
There, in the movie that one of the Coreys played the, I don't know.
Oh, I'm gonna have to. Yes, I think it was Corey.
How do you know so movie. Much about this? What are you doing when I'm not around?
I'm also interested in talking dogs. You guys didn't know this. Talking turtles, talking dogs. It's a thing.
Yeah?
It's a thing.
How about your man witch favorite pie?
Oh.
And I'm not talking about hair.
I was gonna offer to hang your curtains, but oh golly, I get apple pie like America,
or
that's what I like, or peach
chocolate silk,
or chocolate silk.
Yeah, what do you think?
So like a non-fruit pie.
Yeah. What do you think the man witch,
he's a tiramisu kind of guy.
Oh, that's not a
pie. That's not a pie.
Well,
Bad Witch, you're normally smarter than this.
But what's the chocolate silk?
Yes,
he likes that one. Mm-hmm.
Bad Witch, are you on pills? Are you having a hot flash?
Stop! I can't breathe.
She's gonna pee.
All of you.
Oh, anyway, are you asking me to?
Asking you your favorite pie.
Oh, I liked when my granny would make a peach pie with a scoop of ice cream on top of it.
Ooh.
Who are you? I
don't. or if it was key lime. I like key lime too.
I think the Bad Witch's favorite pie is key lime.
Mm.
It's a non-fruit.
I would say because I'm her best friend, so yeah. I know the best.
Yeah.
Is like any kind of cream, coconut yeah. cream, banana cream.
Fruit, yeah.
Yeah, like you know a peanut so well, butter like chocolate kind sure. of thing.
I feel
yeah.
like we've known each other all our lives.
Yeah, yeah, well, I'm glad that's, I know good. You better than you know yourself. There's that. Okay.
This is really bringing us closer yeah. together.
Yes. So too.
What about your favorite movie star?
My favorite movie star is... who was the kid with the three names that played in Goon? Sean Michael Thomas.
No. I'm going to go, no. I don't, no. I mean, not that I know your husband better. No. I mean, not that I know my...
Oh, gosh.
What? You...
Brad Pitt.
Oh.
No. Somebody in Boys in the Hood. Who was nothing but hard?
Do you like...
John, Ron Jeremy. Like,
Justin Timberlake.
He was nothing but soft. JT is my favorite. Oh, he's my boy.
JT's my husband. JT's my hubby's my boy.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Man crush.
I guess when I took so him funny. To when I took him to see him in concert, it was just like, mm-hmm. sit down, homie.
You right? Yeah, yeah, I am Bad Witch hardly ever says homie.
Yeah,
it's cute when she does.
Yeah, he does. Sometimes.
She used to say it back. Oh, I used to say it back in the day. Yeah. You guys don't remember back? Yeah.
I love JT. When I met,
you know, a few shows back, I mm-hmm. showed my rap, you know, experience that I can do this. I could do this. You know,
you are a good rapper.
Thank you. Yeah,
can you sing a joke? Justin Timberlake song, oh,
do
Bad
it.
Witch.
Oh, you're such a good singer. Oh, just do it again.
You're the best singer.
Oh my gosh, I love it when you sing. It gives me a goose pimples.
You guys are putting me on the spot.
I'm so proud of my wife when she sings.
I know.
You guys are really putting me on the spot here today, but... See, I was gonna sing, but
please
now
do
you're
not bring sexy
why
back.
Are
just bring it sexy back.
Bring it sexy back.
Oh my God, that's
so
good.
Oh my God, that's such a Michael Jackson impression of Justin.
I hurt my butt crack.
I'm taking her up to the bedroom.
What is your
you just sit there,
favorite movie
man.
Star, Bad Witch?
I really, really loved Barbara Streisand in... No, I didn't. I did not like Barbara Streisand.
You can never remember what you like.
I know. Like I said, it's these pills.
And the hot flashes.
And the hot flashes. My favorite actress. Oh, golly. There's so
our
many.
Movie star.
Yeah. There are so many. I love Gaga.
Yeah, that's
she,
good.
She's starting to, in A Star is Born, she was phenomenal.
You're just going to name stars born actors?
Oh, you stop it.
I just
don't
love
judge
Judy
me.
Garland.
Don't you judge me, good witch.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, Babs.
I have some more,
Chris
but we have,
Christopherson.
We have so much more to get to because we have the witch you're talking about and the wow.
Yeah,
so
let's,
I think
let's run one
just,
more.
Just, one more? Yeah. Okay. Man witch.
Yeah.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Ooh. Oh,
easy, honey.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
It's me.
Well, Bush Light, man. And mm-hmm. they have a peach flavor, I think.
Mm.
I dig that, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, homie likes it.
Like yeah. Nickelback.
Yeah, oh, and Nickelback. I love me some Nickelback. Yeah, Nickelback and Bush Light. I'm in for the evening.
He's so funny. He'll just sit there and drink some and be yeah. like, look at this photograph.
Oh, God, that voice again.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. I just hit her batter.
I don't mean to take over the show. Yeah, I really don't mean to take over the show.
Where's the next karaoke contest?
I know, seriously.
Oh, yeah, we need to get to karaoke again. I miss
bring
all our
bring on the ducats, Bad Witch.
Yeah.
I want to hear you sing some more.
Bad Witch, your guilty pleasure is, oh, karaoke?
I love karaoke, but I like pulling my hair.
That's a pleasure.
Well, it's
don't make fun of somebody's.
You don't know that I like, and then I like fanning myself because I'm always hot. But my guilty pleasure is I like to watch shows on the channel. What the heck? I can't think of it.
Oxygen.
Yes, Oxygen. Yes. That's my guilty pleasure. I lay in bed and I go upstairs, even if I'm not tired, and the man which is still downstairs. I'm like, I'm tired, so I can
just watch Dateline. You can just watch Dateline?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I go up there, and it's my guilty pleasure, because that son of a bitch just wants to watch nothing but hockey.
Right, son of a bitch.
I think you're on to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I sneak up to my room.
I know what he thinks and what he thinks.
What's yours, good witch?
That, well, man witch.
I'm bringing sexy back.
I... I'm so confused right now.
It's okay.
You're Shelley.
Yeah, no, witch. I know who I am.
I used to draw you.
Good Lord. Okay, my guilty pleasure is
easy.
As the good witch, my guilty pleasure is. My guilty pleasure is. I like
stalling for time.
I like to poke things in the eye. Guilty pleasure. Traveling.
Oh.
Well, and then she, remember when you used to do that booking with the framing and
scrapbooking. I've done that for a very long time.
Yeah, you used to do that.
I was
a
so
lot.
Good at it.
You got all of us girls into that.
I know, and then
and
I just
made us spend all kinds of money and, right. and getting books that we don't even know where they're at
I
anymore.
I do too. Everyone knows where they're at. They're there.
Man, which is confused. He's like,
I just haven't scrapbooked.
It's like a tennis match here.
Do your Seinfeld manwich.
Yeah. What is the deal?
Bad witch. How about a little Christopher Walken?
Hey, you like a blueberry? I have a whole bunch of blueberries back in my hotel.
That is great. That's awesome.
I got a little Spanish at the end. My hotel.
Yeah.
Or Italian. Okay.
What about your Eddie Vedder there, good witch?
You sounded like a really cool auctioneer.
I started out like an Adam Sandler kind of thing, and then it
but,
evolved.
But, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. You know what?
What, yes?
You know what, Good Witch?
Mm-hmm.
How about a little Neil? Give us a little Neil Diamond. Oh. You do Neil so good.
Love on rocks. Ain't no big surprise. That was more of an Elvis,
that was
really.
Cher.
What's the other? Give me another song I can't think of. My
turn
favorite.
On your hot light.
Good one, Manwich.
Wow. Manwich, I didn't know you had it in you. Okay, well then.
Come
you just
to America.
Both my voice just changed since my testicle dropped.
You both just beat me at my own
you
game.
You did get chased by bees today, so you mm-hmm. might have got stung
that's
in the balls.
Right.
Could be.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back with what you're talking about. And what you better.
All right, guys, we're back with what you're talking about, and it's our favorite thing to do. So let's see. Bad Witch, what would you like to talk about?
Well, you're talking to yourself.
I forget who I am sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you sounded like Howard Cosell, Bad Witch. What was that? Welcome back.
I've been practicing voices because always tease me, man, which I just sound the same every show. Okay, so I'm trying get off.
I sound like a dick.
Yeah.
I don't tease you.
Okay.
I love you, Bad Witch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're my spouse.
Who's going first?
I will.
Okay, go for it, man witch.
I'm the man witch, and I do manly things. I like to talk about sports because mm-hmm. they're manly.
Yeah.
Did you guys know... the source is Wikipedia, by the way. Did you guys know that underwater hockey, UWH, also known as Octopush in the United Kingdom, is a globally played limited contact sport in which two teams compete to maneuver a puck across the bottom of a swimming pool into the opposing team's goal by propelling it with a hockey stick or pusher? A key challenge of the game is that players are not able to use breathing devices such as scuba gear whilst playing. They must hold their breath. Octopushy. Have you heard of such a thing?
I have not, but that's...
I like that. Octopushy?
I feel like I'm really loud.
That's
you're really far away from the microphone,
that's
too.
That's just...
Is it okay?
No, you sound great.
Could you guys play hockey underwater?
I
don't know.
Paul
Stastny could.
Octopushy. That's a little...
It's like if James Bond played underwater hockey.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Because of the wordplay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. I'll go next.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, sorry, was that it?
I like what you're talking about.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to step on your dick.
Ow. I only have one testicle.
Okay, alarm strong. Mine are going to be some fun history facts.
Oh.
Yeah. So, did you guys know the first living creature in space was a dog named Laika?
Laika.
I like that story. In 1957, the Soviet Union sent the world's first satellite out, Sputnik, into an orbit around the Earth. A month later, they sent out a second satellite created... named Sputnik 2. On board was a dog named Laika. These events are what inspired the United States to found NASA and launch their own first satellite, the Explorer 1, in 1958. Another fun fact is the Vikings loved grooming. When you think about the Vikings, you might imagine big, strong men with horned helmets. Funny enough, Viking men actually cared a lot about how they looked. Many of them would dye their hair blonde, as it was viewed as the best color. They would even dye their beards. Not only that, but the Vikings had combs, tweezers, ear spoons to clean out their ears. I need one of those. They even bathed four times more than other people in their time. Another fun history fact is a tiny Easter Island is home to 887 giant head statues. Easter Island, also known as Rapa Nui, is only 14 miles long, but somehow fits almost 900 giant volcanic rock statues called moai. These statues weigh an average of 14 tons or 28,000 pounds. Scientists believe that these statues were dragged around on handmade sleds and carved 2,000 years ago. The funniest part is that nobody is sure what purpose the statue served, but they are sure cool to look at. I would like to go there.
What is the deal?
Wow, that's a lot of info.
I have a couple. This is one more. The Leaning Tower of Pisa never stood up straight. The Leaning Tower of Pisa is landmark and favored tourist spots for one main reason. It leans over 4 degrees to the side. You might think that it's moved over time, but actually has been tilted from the beginning. Where the third floor was originally added, no one could figure out why it was doing that, so they just let it be there. Scientists did eventually determine that the reason the tower leans is because it's built on soft clay.
That is fascinating.
I know. Those are my fun history facts, and that's what I'm talking about.
What is the deal,
right?
Pisa?
Wow, yeah.
We both were really prepared.
Yeah.
And so, in my own defense this time around, mm-hmm. and you know that your bad witch is like always. I've always got everything prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What?
Not prepared.
On Up Change It Day, I am going to be one of you today.
Oh, I see.
I am
going to
be one of you, and I'm just going to pick...
Bad witch turned into a gaslighter.
Yep. I'm going to pick something from the sky. And did you guys know that Steve Perry, after so many certain years, has decided he wants to go back out on tour and start doing music again?
Is that real?
Yes.
Damn.
So I read that today, and mm-hmm. I don't want to make a big thing about it, like read the whole and why and mm-hmm. what's his whole reasoning. I just thought, you know, I'm going to act like these two and just come in unprepared. And you know how it feels? I don't like it.
If you were a dwarf, you'd be grumpy.
And that's what I'm talking
Why
about.
Don't you
and
like
not
it?
All the way, because I like being prepared.
Oh, okay. I thought you didn't like Steve Perry.
No, I love Steve Perry.
And, being prepared.
I do not. You guys know me.
Then why didn't you just prepare?
Well, because I wanted to be like you today.
Okay.
I'm hot.
That makes absolutely no sense.
I'm hot.
Okay. Okay, well, that's what you're talking about, and we will come back with the wow, which is our well of wisdom, which I thought of.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah, he's the man. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, witches. I am your man, witch. And I'm going to introduce you to this little thing called the wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Wow,
we talk about a wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Wow. Manwich, that was very nice.
Thank you.
Gosh, what was that, though?
I don't know.
You just made a song.
Oh, it was like wow meets 70s porn.
Perfect.
Wow, check a wow, wow.
It was. That was perfect. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Thank you.
It was so much better to talk in this voice.
Okay, guys. Well, wisdom. Who wants to go first? I will.
Okay.
My well of wisdom is music. I love music. I talk about music every week, and it's so good.
I love your well of wisdom.
Well, because they're good. Yeah. And so here's the deal. This week is the anniversary of Chris Cornell's suicide.
Mm.
And if you guys remember,
an upbeat show.
They didn't rule it a suicide for a hot minute. They thought maybe it was an accident or whatever, but it sure wasn't. So at age 52... he was found dead in his hotel bathroom shortly after performing with Soundgarden at Detroit's Fox Theater on May 18th, 2017. His death was ruled a suicide by hanging by the medical examiner's office. So if you look at his lyrics, if you look at his background, he was, aside from depression, Cornell suffered from social anxiety, was taking lorazepam at the time of his death. Both social anxiety and benzos are associated with increased risk of suicide. Why do we still have these around?
Right.
I mean,
what is the good of them?
Right. Yeah. If they don't make you feel better
mm-hmm.
and if they don't help you. But I remember hearing about it and... it sounded like when they talked to his wife, he was totally normal. He was like, hey, I'm on tour. I'm going to bed. I love you. Catch you later. Catch you on the flip.
Mm-hmm.
And these drugs are so terrible. So I know that other people have been affected by them. And it seemed like that year there was a rash of celebrity mm-hmm. People mm-hmm. dying, like Kate Spade and was that Anthony Bourdain that year, all from... perhaps
and
the same.
And Chester, Benny.
Yes,
Benny.
From Linkin Park.
A few yeah. weeks later, or a few months later, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, sorry, that's a bummer, but we love Chris Cornell. I know the Good Witch loves Chris Cornell
yeah,
and his big head of hair,
mm-hmm.
and my wife loves him, and his voice, mm-hmm. it's truly a loss for everybody. So, anyway, take care of your mental health, check in with your people, and I love you, Manwich, out.
Yeah. The weird thing about that man, which that I was going to say too, was they actually thought it was a murder because of the way that he was hung. They're like, there's no way that he could have
done
hung
it himself
because it was a rubber, like one of those things that they give you for like working out
flexibility
thing, and it was around his neck. But there was a knot that they made was made in it, so he had to have put the knot on it and then slammed the door.
Oh, it was another doorknob situation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that it would have been because it was at the top of the door.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, so everybody's like, but you, if you do this, you could, but they're like, no, his hand would have been, it would have came back because
right.
the rubber would have swung back. So they actually thought it might have been a murder.
Well, that kind of explains why it was such a long investigation because
yeah.
mm-hmm. I don't think they came up with a final reason for
yeah,
a while.
It's a sad thing. That and then even sadder to... have what was a month or two later that Chester Bennington did the same thing mm-hmm. in the same manner.
And terrible like, year for music.
Yeah, and that he was at his funeral, at Chris Cornell's funeral and everything, and his wife said, you know, he was totally fine and stuff. And then, you know, it's a sad, sad situation. And, I mean, suicide all the way around. It's, you know, you don't know what people are dealing with, but it's tough. But, no, thank you for that one. I always love your stuff there, my
thank
man.
Thank you, honey.
Honey. So my wow is true crime related. It's true crime fact number 20, true crime
rule
number 24. It is never take a polygraph test. Don't do it. Don't do it. A polygraph, often incorrectly referred to as a lie detector test, is just junk science. It is a device or procedure that measures or records several psychological indicators such as blood pressure, pulse, respiration, skin, conductivity, and a person is asked to answer a series of questions. The belief underpinning the use of the polygraph is that deceptive answers will produce physiological responses that can be differentiated from those associated with nondescriptive answers. However, there is no specific psychological reactions associated with lying, making it difficult to identify factors that separate those who are lying from those who are telling the truth. So, do not take a polygraph. It is not admissible in court. It's not accurate. It's junk science. If you are accused of anything and you are actually the person who did it, do whatever you want because you're dumb and you need to go to jail. But if you are innocent, don't take a polygraph test. And test. And always ask for a lawyer, which we've said before, but just that should be probably your first thing. Get a lawyer. Bye-bye.
Great advice.
Yes.
That was
great. The cops aren't your friend.
No.
Yeah. Yep. Good advice. No. Good witch.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. Okay. You are an encyclopedia.
I am. Bad witch?
She's my smartest friend, you know, yeah. That, don't you? I've known her. She can't spell February, but she's very smart.
You're using that, voicing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The bad witch got kind of femmy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys know that mine is animals, and I usually talk about rescues and this and that, or dogs and that. But in Ode to the Man Witch, and I love my husband, guess what, honey? Female rhinos will reproduce every 2 to 5 years.
What?
Yep, they're not that as horny.
A man witch says what?
And have only one calf per pregnancy. Although twins have been documented on a rare occasion, the mother will carry her baby for 15 to 18 months before giving birth.
Oh my
and
God.
Will raise them to be about 3 years before they let them go on their own.
That is a long pregnancy. That is a lot of ice cream and pickles.
That is.
Thank you for thinking of me with your wow, honey.
Well, honey,
bunny.
I know how much you love rhinos, you know.
I
and
do.
Stuff,
I love them so much.
Yeah.
Almost as much as Goonies.
But
and Goons.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
it's a great show.
And, yeah.
Okay, well, that's my wow. And so.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you for that, Bad Witch. That was really informative.
Yes.
About my favorite thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So then we're going to wrap it up. Yeah?
Okay. Well. You know, we'd like to thank you guys for joining us today on Good Witch, Bad Witch. Go to all our shows. Well, if we have shows, go to them. But go to all our spots, you know, our Facebook, our YouTube, our
Instagram.
Mm-hmm. That Instagram is really blowing up. Mm-hmm. And we really thank Amanda Reed for everything she does.
Yeah.
And, of course, our tech witch, Paul Romero, for everything he does. Mm-hmm. And do you have anything more to add to us, those type of things there?
No, just, you know, we still have that Patreon thing. And, you know, you can see all... everything that goes into all these crazy episodes.
Tell your friends about this
Tell
one.
Your friends about this one. If this is the first one that you've listened to, don't. And go back to the beginning and try. How about try Jukebox Hero? How about that one? And also, before you do anything else, make sure you stay classy. No. No, goodness.
Come on, you know what it is.
Stay witchy.
And stay bitchy.
Oh no, must be a season of the